You can't see them. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department has told committees in both the House and the Senate it cannot comply with their requests for information about documents marked classified and found unsecure at President Biden's home. To do so, an assistant attorney general has told them, could potentially compromise the special counsel's investigation. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says that's ridiculous because the committee has oversight responsibility for intelligence.
If there's a risk here, how can we know of any damage has been done and whether the plan to mitigate that damage is sufficient if we don't know what we're talking about? Their refusal to tell us what was exposed is not sustainable, it's not acceptable, and I think you're going to begin to see us take action, I hope and I expect, on a bipartisan basis until they do.
Senator Rubio telling Fox's Hannity they could limit the agency's funding and block confirmation hearings for administration nominees. President Biden has told Congress he will extend the national emergency and public health declarations for COVID-19 for several more weeks and then end them on May 11th. Federal government will then treat COVID-19 as an endemic rather than a pandemic. The president will sit down with the Speaker of the House to discuss the federal debt ceiling tomorrow.
A delicate political dance ahead of Wednesday's meeting. The president insists he will not negotiate on the debt ceiling. But there's risk, especially if that position rattles the markets. The meeting is a major test for McCarthy. Conservatives want to see if the speaker shows backbone and can rumble with the president. The GOP demands deep cuts.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The city of Memphis has fired three members of its fire department, including a lieutenant and two emergency medical technicians, for failing to attend to Tyree Nichols the night he was beaten. Two more Memphis police officers have been relieved of duty, including one who tased Nichols during the initial confrontation. The prosecutor says there could be more charges filed. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden continues his January travel tour today.
As the president once again will focus on infrastructure, this time in the Big Apple. The White House says the president will discuss the bipartisan infrastructure law in New York, where he's expected to focus on the Hudson River Tunnel. According to the White House, the project will improve reliability for the passenger trips on Amtrak and New Jersey Transit, adding the transit lines have about 200,000 passenger trips per weekday. The trip comes after the president visited Baltimore, Maryland. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
State lawmakers in West Virginia have voted to add a ban on hormone therapy to a bill prohibiting gender-affirming surgery for minors. That bill continues in the state legislature. Actress Cindy Williams has died following a brief illness, according to her family. She co-starred with Penny Marshall in the hit series Laverne and Shirley for 7 years in the late 70s and early 80s. Marshall died in 2018. Cindy Williams was 75. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died. He was 84. Priscilla Presley has filed a court challenge over control of her late daughter Lisa Marie's estate.
The court filing disputes the validity of Lisa Marie Presley's living trust, which includes a 2016 amendment that removes her mother and a former business manager as trustees. Lisa Marie's two oldest children, Riley Keough and Benjamin Keough, would replace them in the event of her death or if she became incapacitated. Priscilla Presley claims the trust is invalid due to several issues, including a failure to notify her of the change, an atypical signature from Lisa Marie Presley, and a lack of a witness or notary. There's been no comment yet from Riley Keough. Benjamin Keough died by suicide in 2020. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, died on January 12th at the age of 54. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.